this big, big news. And what I have to tell you is the fact that there's no more Spider-Man, okay? Spider-Man is over. It is done. It is finished. An era has come to an end. And essentially, we might only get to see about two more Spider-Man movies and then it's over. Okay, I might be speaking a little bit dramatically. However, Sony has the rights to the Spider-Man movies, yeah? Marvel, or rather, Disney, is the guys that they partner with in order to make these Spider-Man movies. They came through and they were like, look, we want more money to Sony. And Sony was like, no cigar, my brah. And essentially, they were at an impasse. And we think talks are still happening now. But a lot of people have just settled on the fact that we're probably not going to get to see Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe as a whole. And that we'll probably only get to see about two more Spider-Man movies. And then it's over. Which means that our kids' kids and their kids' kids might never see Spider-Man ever again unless they decide to pull up Peter Parker from 2002 with Tobey Maguire or the Spider-Man Far From Home that just came out. So I now am a little bit worried and I'm just like, this is very devastating. And this is why I said I'd be breaking little Yu's dreams, because I mean, come on, Spider-Man was a part of our childhood. Whether it was in a cartoon form or in a comic book form, Spider-Man was a very pivotal part of just being an iconic figure when you were younger. But this made me think a little bit about all the things that have just lasted the test of time. From things such as the Macarena, to movies such as Titanic, even Coming to America, movies that we still know to this day. A few other things I can also mention, such as, I think, a movie that's also really iconic that will last forever is The Lion King. Even the fact that it was remade already tells us that. And even moments in history, such as when Bill Clinton told us, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Yeah. All of those things, they lasted the test of time and we still know them to this day, even if someone makes a reference about them. And I want to ask you this morning to come through 082-550-5151. Let me know, what do you think will outlive us and be remembered by our kids' kids and their kids' kids? What are the future classics? Be it music, a movie, or moments. I'm looking for those three things particularly. What do you think will just genuinely be a classic in the next, let's say, 50 years to come? Even 100 years to come? While you do that, sending me a voice note, sending me a message, here's some Black Saint with Everybody Wants You.